Uganda, like many developing countries, faces a severe housing deficit. The deficit is a result of a rapidly growing population, urbanization, and inadequate housing policies. While the government has made efforts to address the issue, the pace of housing development remains slow. In this blog post, we will explore some of the reasons why housing development is slow in catching up with the housing deficit in Uganda. Land tenure system. The land tenure system in Uganda is complex and fragmented. The majority of the land is owned communally, and the legal framework for land tenure is weak. This makes it difficult for developers to acquire land for housing development. Additionally, the high cost of land acquisition and the slow process of obtaining land titles are major obstacles to housing development. Lack of access to finance. Access to finance is a major challenge for developers in Uganda. Most developers are small scale, and they have limited access to capital. The high interest rates charged by commercial banks make it difficult for developers to secure financing for housing projects. This has led to a limited supply of affordable housing units. Lack of infrastructure. The lack of basic infrastructure, such as roads, water, and electricity, is a major hindrance to housing development in Uganda. Developers are often required to provide their own infrastructure, which adds to the cost of housing projects. The government's inability to provide basic infrastructure in many areas makes it difficult for developers to invest in those areas. Limited capacity of developers. The capacity of developers in Uganda is limited. Many developers lack the skills and experience required to undertake large-scale housing projects. This has resulted in a limited supply of housing units and a lack of diversity in the housing market. Poor housing policies. Housing policies in Uganda are weak and ineffective. The policies do not provide clear guidelines on housing development, and they are not enforced. This has resulted in a lack of regulation in the housing market, which has led to poor quality housing units and a lack of affordability. Informal settlements. Informal settlements, commonly known as slums, are a major challenge to housing development in Uganda. The majority of the population in urban areas live in informal settlements, which are characterized by poor housing conditions and inadequate infrastructure. The government's efforts to address informal settlements have been ineffective, which has led to the continued growth of slums. Companies like the National Housing and Construction Company, NHCC, have been making efforts to catch up with the housing deficit in Uganda. NHCC has implemented various projects, including the development of affordable housing units and the provision of financing options. However, despite these efforts, the pace of housing development is still slower than the pace of the deficit. NHCC, like other developers, faces several challenges such as limited access to finance, complex land tenure systems, and a lack of infrastructure. Unless the pace of housing development increases by a factor of 10, it is unlikely that NHCC and other developers will be able to meet the housing needs of Ugandans in the near future. A coordinated effort between the government and the private sector is necessary to address these challenges and accelerate the pace of housing development in Uganda. In conclusion, the slow pace of housing development in Uganda is a result of several factors, including the complex land tenure system, limited access to finance, lack of infrastructure, limited capacity of developers, poor housing policies, and the growth of informal settlements. Addressing these challenges will require a coordinated effort between the government, developers, and other stakeholders to ensure the provision of adequate and affordable housing for all Ugandans. NB, Picture credit goes to NHCC.